July 22. The Christ of the Inscribed Hands. See, I have inscribed you on the palms of my hands. Your walls are continually before me. Isaiah chapter 49, verse 16, New King James Version. This powerful imagery of the Christ of the Inscribed Hands is reminiscent of the nail-pierced hands of Jesus. It takes us back to relive the scene of his hands being nailed to the cross. Those gracious hands were once engaged in blessing little children, healing the sick, making the broken whole, and lifting the fallen. Cruel hands nailed them to the cross. The Christ of the Inscribed Hands dominates history. His nail-scarred hands speak with eloquence of the nature and duration of redeeming love. A mother's love, though the strongest love known to human beings, cannot equal that of God's incomparable agape kind of love. To confirm the depth and enduring quality of Christ's love, he has engraved the redeemed on the palms of his hands by his crucifixion. Throughout all eternity, the nail prints in the hands of Jesus will be a perpetual reminder of his matchless love and grace. We are inscribed on our Savior's hands because we are precious to him. In his magnificent painting, What Happened to Your Hands?, Harry Anderson captured the significance of the nail-pierced hands on canvas. Jesus is surrounded by bright-eyed, inquiring children, scrutinizing his scarred hands. With concern, they look Jesus in the face and ask, "What happened to your hands?" We are reminded that Jesus will present his hands with the marks of his crucifixion, the marks of this cruelty he will ever bear. Every print of the nails will tell the story of man's wonderful redemption and the dear price by which it was purchased. Early Writings, page 179. My prayer today. Lord, your nail-pierced hands have captured me. Thank you for inscribing me on your saving hands. Amen.